Now, ladies and gentlemen, day after tomorrow, we celebrate the birthday of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. You'll hear a great deal about him in the next day or two, but tonight we should like to remind you of the simple human side of this character. And so Maxwell House presents a scene from the MGM picture all you listeners helped to name a few weeks ago, of Human Heart. You remember that the story dealt with a country preacher and his family, principally the son, Jason, played by Jimmy Stewart. And you may remember that all through the story, Jason grew farther and farther away from the parents who had sacrificed so much for his career. Finally, while he is serving brilliantly as a medical officer in the Union Army, he is suddenly summoned to Washington by President Lincoln, played in the picture and in tonight's program by John Carradine. Jason, Jimmy Stewart, hurries to the Capitol, expecting a decoration for his work. He is ushered into the president's simply furnished office.
You are Jason Wilkins.
Yes, Mr. President.
I want to congratulate you, Wilkins. You've been doing great things in the field.
Thank you, sir. Only my share.
More than your share, if what I hear is true. You've saved many lives.
Well, sir, we're closer to the lines than most field hospitals, so that when a man is wounded, we're able to take care of him before complications set in.
I've received many letters praising your work. I have here a request from General Grant that you be transferred to his medical corps.
Oh, I'd like that, sir.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You interest me in one particular, Wilkins. I understand you don't amputate except as a last resort.
Well, there's no use crippling man, Mr. President, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Quite right. Quite right. What school did you go to? What medical college?
The Baltimore Free College of Surgery, sir.
Must be a very good school. Sit down. Tell me about it.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, sir, it's not much to look at from the outside, but they have very good doctors there. They're very thorough and all that.
You had a scholarship?
No, sir. It's a free school.
But your board and room, you had to pay that.
Yes, sir.
Must have had a hard time of it.
Well, sir, I did odd jobs around the place, and I got money from home, sir.
Home? Where is home, Wilkins?
It's a little town in Ohio, sir. Pine Hill.
Have you any relatives?
Only my mother, sir.
Only your mother? No brothers or sisters?
No, sir.
An only son, eh? And your mother, is she well off?
No, sir. She's very poor, especially after my father died 6 years ago.
But she managed to help you.
Yes, sir. She raised the money by selling things.
Things? What sort of things?
Well, they're old things she didn't need, sir.
What were they? I like to know about such things.
Well, sir, As I remember, there was grandfather's watch and an old silver teapot, or silver spoons, a hat box, the St. Bartholomew candlesticks. They were old things, sir, not good for anything.
How is your mother, Wilkins? In good health?
Yes, sir.
Is she?
Why, I don't know, sir.
You don't know? Why not?
Well, to tell you the truth, sir, I've neglected to write.
But surely she writes to you.
I don't think she knows where I am.
What's the matter with your mother, Wilkins? No good, like most mothers?
She is good, sir.
She must be a pretty poor sort. Else why have you dropped her like a hot stone? She must have done something terrible to you, Wilkins. What was it? I'll tell you what she did. She carried you around in her arms, more steps than you could ever count. She nursed you, covered you at night, prayed for you, cooked, washed, sewed for you, tried to teach you right from wrong. That's what she did, Wilkins. And you repay her for that with what? Silence. Silence for 2 long years.
But I've been fighting the wars.
Hasn't she? Hasn't every mother and wife and sweetheart been doing the same thing?
But, Mr.
Hear me, Wilkins. For 2 long years, your mother's heart has been torn with the thought that you might be lying wounded and dying on some battlefield. Now she's given up. She thinks you're dead. A letter from you would have saved her that.
You've talked to her, sir?
She wrote to me. Asked me to find your grave. She wants to see it. Put flowers on it. Sit beside it and dream of the little boy she used to hold in her arms.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry.
Sorry? She sold her household treasures one by one for you. Old things, you say. Not good for anything. Oh, you ungrateful fool. Listen to me, boy. There's no finer quality in the world than gratitude. And there's nothing a man can have in his heart so mean, so low in gratitude. Even a dog appreciates the kindness, never forgets a soft word or a bone. The noblest holiday in the world is Thanksgiving. And next to the Creator himself, nobody deserves that holiday as much as Mother. Wilkins, sit down at my desk.
The desk? Yes, sir.
Here's some paper. Now, write a letter to your mother. Tell her what an ungrateful wretch you've been and how sorry you are for it. Tell her you'll write often. And keep that promise, Wilkins. From this time forward, you'll write her a letter every week. Do you understand me? If you fail, I'll have you court-martialed. Blow, blow, thou winter wife. Thou art not so unkind as man's ingratitude. Freeze, freeze, thou bitter sky, that dost not bite so nigh as benefits forgot.
Dear Mom.
Jimmy Stewart, John Carradine, that's a wonderful scene. If I may say so, I think you played it beautifully.
Thank you.
Actually, the fellow that ought to be taking the bows is Director Clarence Brown.
Well, he's right here, and I think I'll ask him to say something.
Clarence?
Well, Bob, we had a great cast and a great script. You know, I don't believe there was ever an actor who came closer to really being Lincoln than John Carradine.
Yes, that's a fact, Mr. Brown. I was really startled the first time I saw him on the
Clarence, set. You've made a lot of pictures. You go back as far as Flesh and the Devil. Last year, you directed Conquest. How do you feel about Of Human Hearts in comparison with some of the others?
Well, Bob, I don't think I'm prouder of any job in my whole career than I am of this picture. But I don't want any credit for it. The memory of Abraham Lincoln inspired the story and all of us who worked on the picture. Now, Bob, you go on with your show and let us just sit here and listen.
All right, Clarence, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to add my personal endorsement of this fine picture of Human Hearts. In the next few days, you'll be able to see it at one of your favorite theaters. I know you'll enjoy it.